Welcome to this demonstration of printing a receipt to a PDF file using Safari on your Mac with VoiceOver. And I thought I'd do this demonstration as yesterday, i.e. the 22nd of March 2015, I had the pleasure of using the online voting system for New South Wales elections in Australia to post my vote electronically for the state elections. And when the final screen came up and said, please print your receipt to check that your vote has been counted and has been properly submitted, I thought, oh, I can save this web page. I can copy the text to another file if I wanted to. But I thought, I just remembered the fact that you can actually print to a PDF file. You don't actually have to print to a printer. So I thought, why not just do a quick little short demo on doing that exact thing. So it's pretty straightforward and won't take me very long to demonstrate, but I thought it was just a good tip to keep in mind. So first of all, let me say that I've got my Mac Air turned on, VoiceOver's running, and as usual, I'm sitting at the desktop on my Mac. So let me first of all jump into Safari, and of course you can get the Safari from your dock or applications folder, or in this case, I'm going to use the keyboard commander Shift-V-O-K or Shift-Contraption-K that I've previously turned on to then use the shortcut Right-Option-S.
Safari goes forward window.
And as you can tell, I've preloaded a page. And what this page is, this gives me the current address and phone number for Vision Australia Gosford office where I currently work in New South Wales, Australia. And I'd like to save the address details to a PDF file. So this would be exactly the same thing that I did last night on using the electronic voting system for New South Wales elections. I'm going to do Command P to print.
Print, interact with dialog, goes forward, 1, contents selected.
I'm just going to press Tab to get to the PDF pop-up menu.
Printer, all, pop, no printer selected, help, PDF, menu button.
Okay, I'm going to press my spacebar.
Menu, 8 items.
And I'll just go through these options quickly, seeing what I've got. Pressing Dino.
Open PDF in preview.
I can open PDF in preview.
Save as PDF ellipsis.
Save as PDF.
Save as PostScript ellipsis.
Save as PostScript.
Add PDF to iBooks.
And that's add PDF to iBooks. And of course, iBooks is also on your Mac.
Mail PDF.
Mail PDF.
Save PDF to Web Receipts folder.
Save PDF to Web Receipts folder.
Send PDF via messages.
Send PDF via messages.
Edit menu, ellipsis.
And an edit menu. So I just normally just use the save because I can then determine where I want to save it. So I'm just going to press up arrow.
Send PDF, save PDF, mail PDF, add PDF, save as PostScript, save as PDF, ellipsis.
Okay, I'm going to press enter.
PDF, interact with, save, dialog, goes forward .pdf.
It's going to save it as gosford.pdf, and I'm going to put it in my downloads folder for the moment. So I'm just going to do Option Command L to change the location in this dialog box to my downloads folder, and just press enter.
Goes forward HTML content.
Okay, and it's come back to the web page. So now if I Command Tab around to Finder.
Finder.
And let me jump into my downloads folder.
Downloads, list view, table.
And just type in GOS.
Google goes forward .pdf PDF.
Press the spacebar.
Now in quick look window. Goes forward 23/03/201-59-41. Goes forward Vision Australia goes forward street address. Suite 1, level 3, Gateway Center, 237 Mann Street, goes forward.
Okay, etc., etc. And that saved that very nicely. Just press Escape to come out of preview.
Now in Downloads window.
Let me just close that Downloads folder window with Command W.
Close window. Now in Desktop.
And I'm back to my desktop. So that completes this quick tip demo of printing to a PDF file to save, in this case, a web page from Safari. So that completes this demonstration. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.